Hello, world. Welcome to my show, Sight for Sound, Life Coaching. I am your host and life coach, Janet Collieri, sometimes known as Coach Collieri. Thank you for being here on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. I am extremely excited about my show today. You are going to take your money power back today. I want to introduce myself a little bit before I bring on my lovely guest, Christy Earnshaw. And my business name, my coaching practice name is Sight for Sound. And that name comes from, based on when we see things as they truly are, we make sound choices. So it's the idea that the more I know myself, the better my life works. I have more information to use about myself, whether it's my values, my boundaries, my skills, my liabilities, everything about me. I basically already know it. And as a life coach and working with me, what I do is ask you questions so that you come to the answers on your own. You do have the answers inside of you. Sometimes they get sleepy and hidden away, and I draw the answers out from you, and that's how you get to know yourself better. And in these times, with everything going on right now in the world, it's a great time to work with a coach. Non-judgmental, confidential, objective, fun partner. And I think the time is now, right now, to make a compassionate choice for yourself and working with a life coach such as myself. And life coaching is forward, it's results-based. It's forward-moving. It's not therapy. It's not counseling. It is a process, again, in which you get to know yourself better. And what could be more beautiful than that? Falling in love with yourself even more than you already are. So one thing that I did for myself in knowing myself better and giving to myself and caring for myself is I hired a credit coach. I took my financial power back once and for all, and I got educated on credit and how it affects us and how it affected me on a daily basis. And it's real important if you're feeling stuck or paralyzed and you're watching your bills go up and late payment fees and all that, the time is now to take action. And I have a wonderful person who is very excited to help you out with that. So, again, today is my show, which is a coaching show, and as always, it's free coaching. And today you're going to get some free credit coaching. So here are the numbers for you to call in. 877-876-5227 from Canada or the U.S. 888-815-9756. And the local number is 530-876-3222. And you find all this information on the radio show site, bbsradio.com/sightforsound. And my name again is Janet Collieri. And if you'd like to talk to me about coaching, give me a call at 323-252-0963. Or you can email me at janet@sightforsound.com. All right. So what I got to say is take your financial power back. Get educated on credit, get educated on money, get educated on creating a healthy relationship with money. Money is energy, and we all have a relationship with energy in many, many ways, many sources. Money is one of them. So the question is, how is your relationship with money right now? And are you being compassionate with yourself for choices you've made in the past? And are you appreciating every single cent that comes your way? And are you appreciative when you're writing out your bills? Are you appreciative of all the vendors and companies that you are writing your bills to? I know I am. I know I have a greater awareness of it. And I think that's really important in the giving and receiving dance. And I know for me, part of a healthy relationship with money is also being open to receiving. That's one of the top strategies, lessons that I remembered. Not that I didn't learn it, but that I remembered, and it's really working for me. Today, I have Christy Earnshaw, sometimes known as Christy the Credit Coach. She is amazing. This woman, I adore her laugh. I adore her fun energy. And what better person to work with for your finances than someone who is bright and light and brings compassion and appreciation and fun to working with your credit, to educating you on money and credit. And I am very happy to introduce Christy, the credit coach, Christy Earnshaw. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Janet. Hi, everyone out there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for taking the time to be here on my show today. As you know, it's quite an urgency right now, I think, for many people to be appreciative of what they have, to be compassionate with themselves, and to get educated on money. And you were the first person I thought of. And just so everybody knows, I have worked with Christy, and I hired her about a month or so ago, and she sat beside me for 2 hours and supported me and coached me through making some calls to my creditors. And already, as a result, my credit score has increased. So, Christy, thank you.
You're welcome, Janet. My pleasure.
So you are you're an energy worker.
Yes, when I talk about credit coaching, it's really working with the money energy. We all have blocks with energy, and what I do is I come in and try to unblock those blocks so the money can flow in and actually educate people about credits so they feel more empowered with their credit and their money.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far I think you're doing a great job, and I'm sure you're probably really busy right now. So who is your audience right now? Are you being called to a certain audience right now?
Well, you know, clients that are either going through foreclosures or having problems with their homes, and they need to get their scores up, you know, to lower their interest rates. So right now I'm working a lot with mortgage consultants. They're sending me their clients because they're in an emergency situation. But really, my ideal client is anyone that knows the importance of being educated about their credits and having a high credit score, because it really doesn't just affect us buying a home. You go out and get a job nowadays, they check your credit score. You get a cell phone, they check your credit score. Even renting an apartment, they check your credit score. People don't realize every single day their credit score is being checked. Everyone else knows what's going on with your credit. You know what I'm saying? So you need to know what's going on.
So nowadays, when one applies for a job, their credit score is being checked.
Yes. I was a waitress for many years, and even at the restaurant I worked at, they started checking credit scores because the reasoning is this. They cannot discriminate on your age, race, or gender, but companies can discriminate on your credit score. When they look at your credit score, they see how you are with money. And they think, okay, this person has this relationship with money. That means they're going to be this type of an employee. You know, if they pay their bills on time, they're going to be more trustworthy. If they're not paying their bills on time, they have a low credit score, then they're going to look more untrustworthy. So it's really, you know, it's a shame that they have to go this way, because because of all the other laws that they cannot discriminate, the only law they can, you know, go by is the credit law, which means they can look at your credit to decide if you're going to be a good employee or not.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So I think that's probably new news to many, many people and people who are listening. So you've been studying this for over 15 years for yourself and to help out your friends. And you had said once that you assumed that everyone else was calling their credit card reps and supervisors and getting educated like yourself.
And, exactly.
But it turns out that it was different than that.
It turns out that rarely people do that because I'm just very detail-oriented, and I made a conscious decision at 18 years old that I wanted to have excellent credit. I don't know where that came from. It was an early indication I was going to do many years later. But I took the time out to read all the fine print, to call my credit card reps, supervisors. If I missed my payment by one day, I was on the phone, you know, that day. And I got my APRs back down. I got those late fees waived. But most people do not do that. They think they don't want to go through the trouble, or they think it's not going to do any good, when really they have much more negotiation power than they know of.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about that, the negotiation power, because I know many people get stuck or paralyzed or they're fearful, and they stop themselves from making a phone call. And... go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the reason they do that is because they're fearing no. They're fearing rejection. That's really what it is. And when I do my credit coaching, I'm there supporting them. And when they tell their creditor, you know what, I'm on the line with my credit coach, they feel confident. And also the creditor takes them more seriously. They're like, oh, you know, this customer went through the trouble to actually hire a credit coach. We're going to try to work with them. And I've seen it over and over. I mean, I've worked with clients that for like 2 years have maybe tried to call, oh, you know, will you bring down my APR? Will you waive this? And once they hear no, they just give up. They don't know that they can go to another person, you know, a supervisor, or they can hire a credit coach if they want results faster. So it really is the fear of rejection, and we all have it. And that's why just taking the courage to hire a credit coach, if it wasn't me, I would say find a different credit coach. And bring that power back, because you really should know what's going on in your credit. Everyone else in the United States knows what's going on in your credit. So you're at a disadvantage if it's your credit and you don't know your score and what it says. And you don't want someone at Circuit City telling you you can't get the stereo because your credit's too low. It's like, what? You just don't want that. You want to go in with that power, go into the car dealership knowing your score, knowing what APR you can pay, and if they don't deliver it to you, you walk out the door. Now, that completely turns the table of power, and that's what this is about.
Well, I like the, what you're saying in terms of really, like, being accountable and taking ownership of one's credit is know what your credit score is. And it's just, I chuckled because it is true that everybody else out there, the companies and whatnot, know what my credit score is. And it's, when you really think about it, it's kind of ridiculous if a person doesn't know their credit score.
It is, but the people don't realize how important it is. They think, okay, I have a credit score and I think it's pretty good, but they don't, you know, they don't search to what it is. And I just want to tell your listeners, the only credit score you should be searching for is your FICO score. Everyone should go on myfico.com. It's myfico.com to obtain your credit scores. 90% of lenders use FICO. When you see all those, you know, you see all those commercials, Janet, that have True Credit and you know, Get Your Credit Now, you know, .com, they're actually not the right scoring system for credit, and people don't realize that. So you want your FICO score, and you want to know what it says.
Yeah, and that is true, folks. Because I had my credit scores sent to me. I had hired a bank and went on a sort of a program to keep up with my credit scores and work with them. But then when I worked with Christy, with you, Christy, and I went on to myfico.com, I saw that my credit scores were actually higher than I thought they were. And so, yes, people, myfico.com is your true score.
Yeah, that's your true credit score. Anything else is not. And the way you know it, the scoring is 300 to 850. Even online, Janet, like on the side of my email, it says, find your true credit score. And they have a different scoring system. If it's not 300 to 850, it's not FICO. It'll be like 340 to 840 or something. That means they're using a different scoring system, and that's not what everyone else is looking at. It's giving you a rough estimate. You want your true credit score, and even, you know, Susie Orman, she advocates FICO. You want myfico.com in a story on that.
Yeah, that is true, myfico.com. So 300 to 850 is when a person knows that they've got their true score.
Yeah, their true FICO score. That's the scoring numbers that FICO uses, and that's why when you see, because someone might be on a different site, and they're like, well, I think this is FICO, but it says, you know, 400 to 950. It's not FICO. It has to be 300 to 850. But, you know, to be the safest bet, just go to myfico.com and obtain your scores there, and then you're safe.
Okay. What I enjoy about you so much, Christy, is that you are so passionate about what you're doing, you know? And so many people don't, you know, they don't enjoy working with money or numbers or, you know, just dealing with their credit and their debt. And you have this wonderful way about you that's just so light and pleasant and really fun and very grounded and compassionate. And like I said earlier, folks, is I work with Christy, and she came to my home and she sat with me for 2 hours, and I had already gotten my FICO.com. I had already gotten my scores, printed them out, and she came, and we literally dialed for dollars, as I like to say. We dialed for dollars, and Christy sat right beside me, and I made all these phone calls, and she was, you know, she's like a coach. She was my mirror, so she brought to my attention the moments where I brought emotion into the phone call. So I would like to talk a little bit about that, Christy, how it is not helpful to bring emotion in, and what is helpful is just stating facts.
Well, you're right, Janet, because this is the deal. When I work with clients and they'll tell me, you know, for a year or 2 years, they've been calling their creditors. They don't, you know, they were calling, but they weren't getting anywhere. And then I asked them, well, how do you feel about, you know, a certain bank or a certain credit card company? Oh, I hate them. I'm like, well, that's why you're not getting anywhere with them. Because what happens is you bring the energy of how you feel towards someone or towards a business or towards a creditor. You can be so nice over the phone, but energy is felt everywhere. I mean, it's a scientific fact that everything is energy, and people can feel your energy. And so when you get into a argumentative state with your creditors, they shut down. There's no negotiation after that.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have to be so sweet, but you have to go in. I would even, you know, advise to meditate or do some deep breathing before you get on the phone, just to be in a calmer state. And when you get on the phone, just know that you have the right to have great credit. You have the right to have low interest. You have to know your rights. You know, you're a good person. And when people know this, and, you know, just, you know, and it's right, like, I won't even let my clients get on the phone if they're in a distraught state or they're in a argument, you know, if they're arguing with me about their credit, well, they're in the wrong. I'm like, it doesn't matter if they're in the wrong. They're making you pay 30% interest every month. So we're going to get beyond that and talk it out with them to see what they can do for you to bring it down to a decent, you know, interest rate, so you're not paying $100 to $200 extra every single month.
So this is a perfect example of ownership versus the victim mentality. And you're saying, you know, take ownership for your credit. Take ownership. But part of that is remembering that I have a right to good credit, that I have a right to make these phone calls, that I have a right to do, you know, to work at increasing my credit score. And I think a lot of people think they don't have a right, and then they just get stuck in that victim mentality, and then, of course, they get all emotional as well.
They get emotional, and then what happens is they just say forget it. And what they do is they don't touch, they don't make calls, they don't touch, they might not even pay their bills, because they feel like, what's the use in trying? And that's mm-hmm. why I come in, I'm like, you know, I go through their myfico.com, I go through their scores with them, like, okay, this is what's going on. This is where we're going to, you know, touch base first. You know, this is what's going on with your Chase or your Bank of America. And if there's a, you know, like there might be collections or that might be 120 day late, but we're going to call them and we're going to negotiate with them, because what people don't realize, there's a lot of programs out there for hardship. I had a client in Kansas City. She actually works in a bank. She's actually a banker, and it doesn't matter what profession you are, people have issues with their credit. You know, it's just how it is. Most people, like I would say 95%, and it doesn't matter how much millions of dollars you have in the bank, they still don't understand credit, and that's where I come in. I really advocate the education part of it. Well, what I do is I actually get the story. When I look at the report, certain things jump out intuitively. Okay, what happened here? You had a great score until these 3 months. What was going on in your life? When they tell me what was going on, I know how we're going to negotiate. I know what program we're going to go after with the creditors. For example, with that client in Kansas City, she had a death in the family. So she had great credit, paid her bills on time. But once there's a death, people, you know, of course, they just shut down. They stop.
Yeah.
I can't do, you know, you're just frozen. And that's totally reasonable. But since I knew that information, I knew how we're going to negotiate. So when we did call her creditors, we said, this is what happened. What program can you serve right now? And we were able to get her high 29% APR. We got restored back to like 9.99, and they cut her monthly payments for 3 to 6 months by a third, so she can catch up. And now she would have never known this existed, and people don't know. There's all these programs the creditors have. They don't openly share it with you. You have to call and ask for help. You need to call either yourself or with a credit coach and see what's out there and have the courage to make those calls and ask the questions. The creditors, and right now, Janet, is actually a good time to be making these calls, to hiring a credit coach. If it wasn't me, I'd say find another credit coach. Because of the economy right now, you're actually at an advantage. Because the banks are really concerned they're not going to get paid back their loans. So they're willing to negotiate even lower than they were before. I just had one of my clients, she negotiated with a certain creditor for 20 cents on the dollar. They were willing to negotiate with her. And she thought that was insane, but they said because of the current circumstances, they're even more lenient now. So people really need to get on the ball and get on their credit. Get educated, get a credit coach on your side if you're not going to do it or if you're going to do it yourself, but get on it right now with the economy like it is, because actually they're at an advantage at this point.
Wow. And if people would like to talk with you, Christy, they can reach you at 818-481-4909, 818-481-4909. Or go on to harmonyinhome.com, harmonyinhome.com. And, well, I recommend you. I don't know of any other credit coaches, but I recommend you. And, folks, truly, I recommend making that investment in yourself, okay? So in terms of relationship with money, think of it as, I'm investing in myself rather than, I'm going to pay somebody to do something for me. Forget that attitude. Think about, I'm investing in myself. I'm investing in my future. I'm investing in just having more respect for myself. I'm investing in educating myself. Think about it that way instead of, oh, I got to pay a credit coach. The way that we think, and I think you'll agree with me, Christy, the way that we think about things has a lot to do with how we are being in, you know, in the world. And, you know, as a life coach, I recommend for people to think about, well, you're making an investment in yourself. So you're loving yourself more. You're appreciating yourself more. You're being more compassionate with yourself by hiring a life coach or a credit coach. That's really what it is. And a lot of people have this kind of a set attitude that I have to pay somebody. So I want to bring that up because I've been there before, and I think a lot of people may be not even conscious of that, the way that they're even thinking about that.
Well, exactly. And we just know as coaches, we need to bring someone else in who's an objective. Whatever we're dealing with in life, you know, if it's a business coach, a life coach, a credit coach, we all need to support and help each other. And if someone is not seeing straight with their credit, or the credit is set up so you can understand it. That's how it's, you know, it's set up. So it's very hard to, it's like, what does this mean? And just because I took years to study it, and it, you know, and like I said, you know, like you're saying, I'm very detail oriented and I read all the fine print. Most people are not like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just important to know the importance of bringing someone who's an expert in a field that you need help with. It's not like, oh, this is how I look at it with the credit coaching. You can either do two things. You can pay a credit coach a little bit of money to get educated, and that from that day forward, they're empowered. You know, they get a whole education with their credit, and then it's like for the rest of their lives they have that. Or they can pay that money in interest rates to the credit card companies and just be mad all the time about it. So they have a choice, you know, pay high interest rates, keep just wishing it'll get better and better, and maybe it'll go down one day and it'll be off my credit in 7 years, or higher credit codes. I mean, that's how I see it. It's really night and day. It's that you're either paying one person or the other. You're paying someone to bring the power back into your life, or you're paying for someone to disempower you with high interest. You just have to make that choice.
Well said. I have some of your testimonials up here. And one person said I worked with Christy for just one visit and was inspired and motivated to make some real changes to my credit history and the way that I approach my credit in general. I got to clean up something that I didn't even realize was a problem. And as it turns out, because I was not attending to the issue, I was losing tens of points on my score per month. And folks, really, it's that simple. You know, I'm not going to say it's easy because there's some courage to drum up here. There's some education to be had. But it's that simple. And honestly, 3 weeks after I had my session with Christy here, dialing for dollars, I got a letter from a creditor, and my credit score went up. So people are willing to hear you out, and I think, you know, some of the lenders and creditors are generous, and again, reminding everyone that leaving the emotion out and just stating the facts. If anyone wants to get some free credit coaching, call in 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. I have Christy Earnshaw, sometimes known as the Christy the Credit Coach, on my show today, and Christy is an amazing credit coach who has educated herself for over 15 years and truly has a way, you know, you have a calming sense about you, and I think that, you know, that is one of your many assets in working with people.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. So I would love to talk about what you've got going on right now, this appreciation campaign. I'd love to have you share that with people and, you know, have a conversation about appreciation. I know that the way to gratification is through gratitude. And for me, appreciation and gratitude is, it's about the present moment and acting as if. So even if someone doesn't have money in their bank or they're not getting paid or, you know, the house foreclosed, for me, and one of the things I teach and breathe and live is being in the present moment. And the gratitude and the appreciation is really like, you know, thank you for what I have right now, and even declaring thank you for what I don't actually see, but that I know is going to show up. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, Christy.
Well, I just, you know, I got this idea to do an appreciation campaign. One of my clients, one of my credit coaching clients, turned me on to a company called Send Out Cards. It's an internet-based company that you know, at the ease of sending an email, you can actually send a tangible greeting card anywhere in the world. And I thought it was an awesome idea for my own credit coaching business because I wanted to thank my clients after I had a session, or people would come up to me and like, oh, you know, they would want free credit advice or a couple of credit tips. And what I would do is just make a card up with some free credit tips and send it to them. And people, you know, we've gotten very far removed from greeting cards in the mail. You know, it's all email and texting. And people
love... It is
love,
nice to get mail.
Yeah, people love to get a written note of, you know, what they mean to someone else in their life. I mean, now we just basically get bills, you know, our credit card bills and junk mail. But when we get something that's like, oh, an actual greeting card, they're going to open that up first. And if that makes their day, everything else kind of falls to the wayside. It makes the day better. So I got this idea back in February to do an appreciation campaign. And what I wanted to do was get together with other entrepreneurs or anyone that wanted to and actually give them a free gift account so I can help them actually send appreciation to people in their life, be it, you know, their friends or their clients. And it just kind of started off, it just took off, literally. I thought, I got this idea, I think this is great, because just being business owners, we don't send out the appreciation that we should. You know, when we have a client or someone that sends us a client, it just doesn't go anywhere. But when we have something easy to do to, okay, I'm going to send this person a card or a box of brownies or something, it's the pay it forward mentality, which is what I love. So I just, you know, when I got the idea, I'm like, I'm going to call all these other entrepreneurs I've met through credit coaching and get them on board to my appreciation campaign. And now basically everyone's joining in. It's that you don't have to be a business owner, because they really, you know, it's so much fun, because it's part of like the coaching. I get to coach them through sending out a couple cards to people in their life that they wouldn't do otherwise. If I wasn't there doing it with them and giving them a free account, it would never get done. And then they would call me after a little while, and they were just like, oh, my goodness, my mom called me crying. She couldn't believe I sent this to her. You know, just things like that. Or my client who wouldn't return a phone call in 6 months loved my card and called me back. Things like that. And so I just, you know what, to me it's pay it forward. If you focus on sending out positive energy each day, you can't help to get it back. That's really what it is. So that's my appreciation campaign.
So it's the reciprocity factor as well. But it is, I mean, it's sending out that positive energy on a daily basis. It raises the energy in the world. And right now is a really good time to get going on that.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing. It takes us off the, you know, off ourselves, like, okay, I'm going through this, or I'm having trouble with my finances. But what's fun about it is you think, who today can I send a card to? Who today can I make someone's day. And when you put the focus on that, you're putting out good into the world. And then, you know what I'm saying, it raises your own energy and it raises the energy in the world. I mean, it seems very simple, but it can be very, very powerful.
Yeah, I think so. I bought a new car in May, a Toyota, and I love to make my own cards, the photo cards, so I had some really abstract shots of, like, cars. And I sent an appreciation card to the guy who sold me the car, the general manager of Toyota, and also the service manager. And, you know, whether they think I'm weird or not, it was like, you know, I really appreciated all the work. Oh, and I sent a card to the financial guy.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well, that's funny because I have a similar car story. One of my credit coaching clients wanted me to go with her to go car shopping. Now, usually I do not do this. This was a extended favor. But I went in, and I knew that the gentleman who was the car salesman, and that's why I wanted her to work with him. He actually used to be a mortgage consultant who I trusted. So I took her in there, and she had such a great experience. She did not want to go into a dealership because you hear all the bad, you know, the bad things about going in. But she had such a great experience, and so did I, and I loved that he treated her so well. What I did was when I got home, I sent him a card. Actually, I sent his manager a card, and I sent it with a box of brownies. And I said, Mike did such a great job, you know, with my friend and my client, and will you please make sure he gets this box of brownies? What happened was that sales manager read that card in their sales meeting.
Aww.
And he got the box of brownies. So it was just, that's how powerful it is. I mean, he totally stood out from all the other car salesmen. And and plus the manager's like, what did you do to make this kind of reaction? But that's how easy it was for me just to go online and send it real quick. He was my, you know, he was my appreciation that day. And it made his day, it made the manager's day, and it was a huge, you know, it just had a huge effect in the sales meeting for other sales reps.
And then their productivity goes up, which means...
Exactly. Exactly.
Good.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
And how do we find out more about this if our listeners want to join the appreciation campaign train? What do we do?
Well, they can go on my website, harmonyinhome.com. That's harmonyinhome.com. And it's on the last page. So it's on the last, you know, on the last page you'll have my appreciation campaign website, or they can call me direct. And that way it's just great. If they want to send out a couple free cards to people in their lives, you know, they just don't even know how it's going to affect someone. I just, on my side of it, this is why I love it so much, because I actually have a card on my refrigerator I got 15 years ago from a lady.
Aww.
A friend of mine wrote me a note, and I sent her flowers, you know, when she was in the hospital, but she was so touched that she sent me this amazing, amazing letter. And I'm like, I think it was a day that we've all had these days that we just feel worthless or like, what am I doing here? I have no purpose. I'm serious. I think I was feeling like that. And that letter came that day, and I was just blown away. And I've kept that. I'm a total declutterer, but I kept that through the years, and I have it on my fridge. It's one of the most important things I own is that letter. That's why I'm so passionate about other people doing it, because I was affected like that 15 years ago from someone else.
Wow. I know when I get appreciation from my clients or my former clients, it's such a great reminder of the good work that I'm doing. You know, not that I, you know, when you were saying, you know, some of those, sometimes we have a day and we're like, what the heck am I doing? What, you know, what's my purpose, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It really does go a long way. And so the send out cards is sendoutcards.com is a service in which it makes it extremely easy for people to send out cards. So it's not a lot of work involved.
No, it's the ease. This is why I love it, because it takes the ease of sending an email. It's that fast. You can do it in like a minute, and then you click send, and the company will print it, stuff in an envelope, put a real stamp on it, and take it to the mailbox for you. And it's just, that's why I fell in love with it, because I was actually a card sender before, but they just got too expensive. And if you're a business owner, you don't have 2 hours to go through a Hallmark store, pick out a card, you know, go to the post office, get the stamp, then write it out, and then take it to the mailbox. And so when my credit coaching client turned me on to it, I just thought it was the coolest thing since sliced bread. And then when I, you know, when that appreciation campaign came up, to me, since, you know, we're talking about, you know, me being an energy worker, to me, it was just another way to send out positive energy. It's another way to work with energy. It's getting, I mean, yeah, I can do it every day, but it's much more powerful if I bring everyone on board as well to send out. And it's just an easy way to do it. Like, if they want to do it old school way and go to the card shop, but, you know, like we know, it doesn't really happen nowadays. But
yeah,
they want, like, you know, the emails, they're very generic nowadays, and they get, you know, they get put in your spam folder, your junk folder, or they just, people just don't look at it, you know.
Well, but I know I really enjoy getting fun personal mail in my mailbox.
Exactly.
And this seems so easy. No stamps, no going to the mailbox. So this company does it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So if they don't want to go to, well, I was going to say, if they don't want to go to the my regular website, they can just go to sendoutcards.com/appreciation cards. And that's all one word.
Okay.
So they can do that, and they can just do it themselves and click on and send out a couple cards for free on me and be part of the appreciation campaign.
That sounds like a blast. I'm on board. I'm on board. For sure.
Yay. I mean, there's nothing, no harm can come out of sending out good wishes to people. And the, it's really about, this is what I love about it, because it's really about the recipient. We take me out of the picture, you out of the picture, and it's the person receiving it who is the unexpected surprise that day. And they really don't even realize, like, when I got that note from my friend 15 years ago, I had no idea she felt that way about me. Like, I would have never known that. And it's written down so I can go back if I'm feeling down at all or no purpose. I look at that and I'm like, this is the difference I made in this person's life. And
yay,
that's what it's about. And then we realize, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I made such an impact on someone else. That's what I love all of us to be doing to other people in our lives. And then when you keep spreading and spreading it, it's just amazing what comes back to you from it.
Yeah, and the appreciation campaign, the thought that is coming to me now is, what do you think about it being a good practice for receiving, the importance of receiving?
Well, yeah, you're right. Some of us don't even like getting compliments. Like, that makes us uncomfortable. But, yeah, you have being open to receive, because when we give out, it naturally comes back. But, yeah, you're right. We need to be receptive to receive. And sometimes it's harder for people to even, you know, get something nice, you know, accept a present or a compliment. But I think when people get it in the mailbox and they don't expect it, and like, oh, then it kind of opens up their own energy. And they're like, and then they kind of think, well, how can I do something for someone else? And then that's what I love. I don't know if you've seen the movie Pay It Forward.
Yeah.
But I love, love, love that movie. And anyone out there, you got to rent it, Pay It Forward. But it's, you do one nice thing for someone else, and it just trickles down the line, and it's amazing.
It does. It really does trickle. So this is a good exercise in receiving as well. Not only giving, but you are helping people receive. So if you become part of the appreciation campaign, you're helping other people receive, which is such a wonderful gift. I think there are many people who are not even conscious that they shut off receiving, that they, you know, just kind of put a wall up in receiving. And in terms of, you know, in the conversation of money and abundance, it's just as important to be in a place of receiving.
Yeah, exactly.
And, okay, so you do individual credit coaching and, let's see, you do couples credit coaching. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I find it very interesting that people get married without knowing anything about their credit history or their financial history of each other. And this is, you know, it's the number one reason people get divorced, couples get divorced, is over money. But what's amazing is I came up with this. I was working, I guess I was doing credit coaching or talking to people in the wedding industry. And it just came to me, it's like, I should be working with couples. Instead of, I was actually working with people after they got divorced and they had each other's credit issues on each other's credit reports. But I'm like, the way to get around this is actually work with them before they even get married. So I put out there, you know, couples credit coaching, I'll work with couples. That way they get educated by each other and they get double the education. Yeah, we're going to look at their credit, but their partner's going to be, or their fiancé is going to be looking at it at the same time, knowing what's going on, and everything's out in the open before they walk down the aisle. And it's much more powerful. If they work on their credit before they get married, they know where they stand, they know what kind of home they can afford, rather than doing the guesswork of getting married and then, you know, they're applying for their first home. Oh,
and
I didn't know you had a 500 credit. What?
I said, and then all the secrets are revealed.
Yeah. It's really important. It's just, it's more power. I would never get married to someone I didn't know their credit score, or, and I wouldn't be judging them on it, but I would want to be aware. You should really be aware. It's like, you know what? Let's hire a credit coach to get couples credit coaching, or at least look at each other's credit scores and reports, see where we stand, because as soon as you get married, your money is merging, your credit is merging, and you want to both have powerful credit scores before you walk down the aisle, if possible.
That's a grand idea. Anybody want to call in and get some free coaching? 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, or local 530-876-3222. We have Christy Earnshaw, Christy the credit coach here, an amazing credit coach, and we're talking about the importance of education on credit and money and money relationship and energy and appreciation and all that good stuff. So I would like to know what is credit? Like, I think some people don't understand what credit is and what the intention of credit is.
Credit is basically a way that someone else can judge how you are with money. That's really what it comes down to, because we can we can't judge each other on how much money is in our bank accounts because we don't know how it got there. I don't know if someone inherited it, you know, worked for it, stole it. But when you have a credit score and a report, it actually tracks every financial move you've made. So if you, you know, applied for a student loan, didn't pay it back, if you applied for credit cards and your interest went up because you were late, it just basically, it has, you know, your creditors, they know how to judge you. They know how to see if you're high risk or not to lend you money. And they have to know, and that's, and, you know, that's probably why credit scores and reports were developed, because otherwise they have no idea how to evaluate who to lend money to and who not to.
Correct.
They have to have some kind of report. How are you with your bills? Are you responsible? Were you out of work? What exactly happened? You know, and the creditors are much more lenient than people think. And that's why it's really important to just get your credit scores on myfico.com, hire a credit coach, get educated, get your power back, and you're going to feel better on a daily basis.
I agree with that one. I'm certainly reaping the benefits of working with you, a credit coach, and there are steps to take, and I'd like to, you know, say, not, you know, don't expect to have it all resolved in, you know, a week or 2 weeks or a month. It's a step-by-step process. And so I think having some patience is is a good idea. What do you think, Christy?
Well, yeah, the credit score is not going to go up in 24 hours, but the great thing is, like, you saw results in 3 weeks. I worked with another client who was going to finance a new home. He needed his score up in the next bracket within 3 weeks also in order to save. I mean, we're talking an $80,000 difference. So that's
why
it's imperative to really work on your scores, give them up to the highest bracket of, you know, above 760 is the excellent range. That's the one I want my clients to strive for. 760 to 850, you are just, you know, you're in the excellent range, and you get treated different. And when you know you have excellent credit, you go in there and you have the power. You know, like, you can say yes, no to whatever deal anyone's throwing you, and they know it. They're like, you know what, this person has great credit. We can't, you know, try to do high interest. But what's also interesting is, even with going back to, like, car dealerships, they, one thing I don't know if people know, but when you go into a dealership and you go test drive a car, the dealer is looking at your credit score. I don't know if people know that. But what happens is, when they get back and they get back, you know, from the test drive, the dealer knows exactly how to line you up. They know exactly what you're going to be paying, or what they're going to try to get from you, and they're betting on you not knowing your score. So anytime you walk into any establishment, you've got to know your score, because even if you have a high credit score, they can still give you a bad loan, betting on the fact that you don't know your credit score. So people think, well, I think I have great credit, but if you don't know for sure, you still can pay a higher interest rate on your home or a car.
Yeah, so it comes back down to knowing myself well and to knowing what's going on with me so that I can negotiate a great deal.
Exactly. Instead of, you know, handing someone over thousands of dollars extra for a house or a car, like, those are just for the big purchases. But if you're, like, even renting an apartment, you might have to pay triple the deposit if you have a low credit score. People don't realize it's like, you're paying an extra month because the landlord says, you have a low credit score, and I need an extra deposit on you.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. So we have a few minutes left. I have a couple of quick questions for the listeners. How long does it usually take to see the change on your report? So after calling a creditor or a lender and negotiating with them, and they say, yes, we'll change it. How long does it usually take to see that on one's credit report?
Well, the bureaus tell me to tell my clients 1 to 4 months. So the bureaus being TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, you know, you do your negotiations with your creditors. They have to report to the bureaus within 30 days, okay?
Okay.
Now, the bureaus, and the bureaus have to respond within 30 days. So they say, in all, it could take 1 to 4 months. Now, I've had, you know, creditor, when I work with certain people, like the guy who saved $80,000 on his house, we actually put a rush on his. So his creditor actually said, we're going to go ahead and put it in, you know, put this into the bureaus within 5 to 7 days. We get a reference letter stating that. So he was able to make that 3-week mark. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So I would, you know, like the bureaus say, give it 1 to 4 months. If you're going to work with a credit coach, I would wait 4 months just to check your score again to see how it improved, to make sure all the paperwork has gone through.
Okay. And you're offering, you have a special discount going on right now for your services for the month of October.
That's right.
And let's see, you're giving a 33% discount on your services? I like that number.
Yes, 33%. Now, I usually charge $75 per half hour, and what I'm going to do for October is go down to $50 per half hour if you schedule an appointment or you buy a gift certificate for a friend or family member. So for October, it's going to go down 33%. It's only $50 for a half hour session, and then after October, you know, after October 31st, it goes back up to the $75 per half hour. And also, I wanted to state that, I haven't even told you this, Janet, but I might be retiring from credit coaching after 3 to 5 more months.
Wow.
I'm actually getting geared towards fundraising, because the whole charity, the appreciation campaign. So what I want to say to your listeners, do not procrastinate on hiring either me or another credit coach, because I might only be doing this probably until the end of next January. I mean, I'll, of course, honor any gift certificates, but this is not something you wait, like, this is my New Year's resolution, you know, get out of debt or learn about credit. You want to be doing this now with the economy the way it is, because you have more negotiating power with the banks at this moment.
Wonderful.
So I just want to state out there, please do not procrastinate. I might only be doing this 3 to 5 more months, and after that, you're going to have to find someone else.
Oh, there is no one else like you. Well, thank you so much, Christy.
You're welcome,
Christy,
Janet,
the credit coach, for being on my show. This is Christy Earnshaw. You can reach her at 818-481-4909 or harmonyinhome.com. And I really appreciate you, Christy, for who you are and what you're doing and for taking the time here. And, folks, stay tuned for some awesome upcoming shows. October 21st with Ortelia Rogers, a world-renowned healer. We got Royce Kruger, co-founder of Franklin Covey and UPublish. And then we have Lori Marcoux and Phil Holcomb, extraordinary coaches that taught me, and they're of extraordinary learning. And until then, appreciate and have some self-compassion. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Bye, Christy.
Bye. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, everyone.